All right, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Cup of Joe with CEO. I'm Cole Watkins, and we are here with GA Roberts, our CEO. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
Today is Thursday, August 27th, and so we've got a few things to talk about today other than the big special. The Belize 5 has officially had its maiden voyage and now has had a couple weeks under. We've taken us a second to line our schedules up where we could have this call, but tell us, what's the latest with the Belize 5 and how are the customers reacting to it so far?
Fantastic. So first off, to have a on time, on schedule was amazing. And of course, it took a lot of effort from our local team, the staff here at Aggressor Adventures, and it was great. So feedback that we've received have been really good. I mean, the weather's been pretty favorable as well.
Okay.
And yeah, so far they've been able to hit all the dive sites on the itinerary that we have set up, and all good feedback right now.
And for those that haven't heard much about the Belize 5, so it's our Belize South itinerary. Can you tell us about those different little areas that they hit?
Right. So, of course, it operates out of Placencia. So that's the southern portion of Belize. And, of course, we have the atoll Glovers, which is a large atoll with wall diving and that sort of thing. And then there's some of the barrier reef islands that they go and visit, which primarily are kind of areas that you don't have a lot of boat traffic, and so you may be kind of the only ones in those areas.
Okay.
And you know, some shallow reef type diving as well as some walls, but super nice. It's diving around some of the keys that are located on the barrier reef.
Okay. Great. So, well, speaking of Belize, let's move it back up to Belize City. You recently did a family week there and a family week in Roatan. Yep. How did the two family weeks go this year?
So, of course, I've been doing these family weeks for many years now, and I'm always excited to get my July diving in, which are these family weeks. So, Belize 4 was my first stop. And interesting, some old dive friends were on board, and not only did they bring their kids, but then they brought grandchildren as well.
Oh, wow.
And so I was able to get in the water with their second generation of divers, and that's always exciting. So then popped over to Roatan, and same, I mean, we had seven young divers there. Half of them were certified as new divers.
Okay.
So I always enjoy doing that. And then in Roatan, we were able to do a few excursions. So not only were we doing the diving below the surface, but we got to do some cool things above surface over on Utilla and Roatan. So just another fantastic time in both destinations, and can't wait to do it next year.
And where are you going next year following?
Yep, so next year we have Cayman, and then we also have, where am I going next year?
I think you go back to Roatan.
I believe so. I believe I'm doing Roatan and then I'm doing Cayman, so yep.
And 28, I think you do Bahamas.
Yep.
And do you know the other one? Pause, hold on. Where you'll be going.
Yeah, so 27, I'm going to be going to Roatan and then swapping over to Cayman. So this will be pretty good. They're filling up fast. These family weeks always fill up pretty quick, so you want to check them out. Especially Cayman goes real fast. And then 28, I'm going to be doing Cayman again first, and then jumping over to Bahamas, doing the Bahamas 2, which you could probably tell us a little bit about Bahamas 2 because you were just there this past week.
Yeah, so I was there doing the annual inspection that we do, and it was a great time. We were doing the Exuma Cays itinerary. We had Captain Javi and team give us a great week. The weather was outstanding. The water was so flat. We got to do every dive site that he wanted to take us to. So I spent a lot of time in the Exuma Land and Sea Park. It was great. Healthy coral reefs. Got to see lots of sharks, lots of turtles. Got to see some loggerhead turtles. But yeah, it was a great week. We had great customers on. We had a guy celebrate his 1,000th dive. So that was great. The food was amazing. So inspection took some time, and I was not trying to do Iron Diver, but all the dives just kept getting better that I wind up doing Iron Diver too. So a lot of late nights and early mornings, but I'm ready to go back already. It was such a good time, and my wife has serious FOMO now, so she's ready to go back too, it sounds like. But let's keep on moving. So we talked about the family weeks and how those are one of our unique charters. We've got some other unique charters that are coming up. Well, let's first talk about what's going on this week. Today's Thursday, we're wrapping up the final Mike and Mike Photography Week is going on right now. We do have Captain Tom Gebhardt, who is our reseller manager, who is down there, who surprised them. Have we heard how that has gone yet? Did they know Tom?
I haven't heard anything yet, but Tom was tasked with going down and doing a surprise visit. And mm-hmm. of course, Tom has been a captain with us for many years mm-hmm. prior to being the reseller manager. And so he's been on many adventures and charters with Mike and Mike over the years mm-hmm. and saw it fitting that he go down and present them with a little bit of award ceremony, thanking them for their many, many years of dedicated service to Aggressor and all of our customers. Mm-hmm. And, myself as a captain, I've been on many charters, and every time I see that they were going to be on my boat, I was just like, can't wait. I'm not taking vacation. That is that's the week I'm going to be there. Yeah. And it's always a good time. It's always been a good time, and they're going to be missed mm-hmm. by many. And all the divers' lives that they've touched over the years have been, countless. Mm-hmm. And we wish them the very best in their new adventures, and hate to see them go, but it's been a fun ride with them for sure.
Yeah, happy retirement, Mike yep. Miskleski and Mike Haber. Aggressor legends, yes. For sure. Thank you. Well, some of the other unique charters, though, we do have coming up. We do have a Mares Gear Week, so we can come and try. This will be January in Bahamas. You can go and learn about a lot of the gear that they have and they supply. And test out different stuff, and it's always a fun time. CEO weeks, we're talking about them.
Yep.
We haven't got dates lined up yet. But we're
working with reservations and selecting a couple dates for next year. Mm-hmm. And so be on the lookout. Check in on the website under our tab, Unique Charters, mm-hmm. and you'll see some dive with the CEO there for 2027 and for 2028.
Do you want to reveal the destinations or
not
still
yet.
Keeping that
quiet? I need to make sure that those dates okay. are good.
All right. Here at HQ, our IT team has been extremely busy this month yes. and maybe even going back to last month on a new reservation system. It's something we've been talking about for a long time, just trying to have good time to do it. How's it looking? How's the progress coming?
So it's looking good. And first, I want to thank our IT team for all the work that they've had to put in to mm-hmm. get us to the point that we're at right now. And basically, this has been something that we've received feedback over the years from resellers, from our customers, mm-hmm. and even our agents, on how they make the reservations happen. And so this is just, the next next milestone that we're mm-hmm. we're passing to get our reservation system. Any feedback that we've received from customers and such, we've implemented those changes into the new system. Mm-hmm. It's looking really good. We're not prepared to give a announcement date just yet, mm-hmm. but it's coming very soon.
Okay,
and we're all excited about it.
We are. It's great. All right, well, that looks like it's everything on the agenda. Do you have anything to add today?
I do not.
Okay. All right, guys, well, thank you for watching. As always, keep a lookout on the specials page and for our e-newsletters that we are sending to you every other week. For great deals, come join us, and we will see you on Aggressor Venture sometime soon.
And hopefully I see you on the water and maybe at Chiang Mai.
Ooh, teaser.
All right.
Is that all right?
That's good. Okay.
Thanks for tuning into the Inspired by Adventure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, See you next time.